As always, we promise to deliver the biggest and the best in sports, and we are so thrilled to introduce our next guest, as Mike Singletary is truly one of the all-time greats to have played in the NFL. He is arguably the most complete linebacker to have ever been a part of the game. Defensively, he led his Chicago Bears in 1985 and won the Super Bowl that season. And I also have to mention that throughout his prolific career, he only missed 2 games. Incredible. He was the NFL Defensive Player of the Year in 85 and 88, and of course was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 1998. Mike Singletary, in his 12 seasons and 12 years with the Chicago Bears, delivered some very big hits, and we are looking so forward to our next conversation. Welcome in, Coach. It's great to have you with us this weekend.
Well, thank you very much. Good to be here.
Well, before we reflect on your incredible career in the NFL, you are currently the linebackers coach, the assistant head coach with the Vikings, and we would love just to get a scouting report, give us an update on Minnesota's season so far, because honestly, it has not been easy. You guys have had your share of struggles, especially at the quarterback position. It's been difficult to find some continuity there. Why is that?
Well, I think, you know, sometimes it's pretty amazing. I think You think you have what you need, and you get into the season, and you know, the thing that you felt that you had before, and you know, Kristen Ponder, I thought, played pretty well last year, and coming into this year, you know, it's one of those things where either you're gonna take that next step, or you may end up regressing a bit, and I think he's been banged up a little bit as well, so that doesn't help. And then you throw in losing some games and the confidence factor and everything else. It gets to be a little tough. And so I know it's been a very difficult season for him, but I think he's pressing through it okay.
You know, Mike, you talk about Kristen Ponder, but also what with Josh Freeman. I mean, he's had his share of what concussion-like symptoms too, so he's not been 100%, correct?
No, it's been tough. You know, the game itself on that Monday night for him, it was he was a little bit rusty, and of course it showed throughout the evening, and it was a tough outing. So hopefully, you know, they can both kind of continue to take another step and get better and get wiser and get stronger and throw the ball well.
We are so glad you're with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. I am Elissa Walker-Campbell, and we are having a candid conversation with Mike Singletary, the Minnesota Vikings linebacker coach, the assistant head coach. And so let's talk about things defensively, because third down struggles have really been an issue. How do you, Coach, how do you correct that? How do you turn that around?
Well, I think, you know, the only thing you can do is just continue to work at what you're doing and just execute better. You know, a lot of times you can go a number of ways. You know, some people just kind of keep changing people. And, you know, on the D-line, you only have so many of those guys going into the season, so you have what you have pretty much. And then you sort of look at the scheme. Well, is the scheme the issue? You kind of work at that. And then so you come through with all types of different changes that you try to make, but I really think the most important thing is you just have to stay focused on the task at hand and develop some consistency, and with consistency comes confidence, and then you got a chance to turn it around.
You're listening to Mike Singletary at Yahoo Sports Radio. I think one of the bright spots, I'm a Sooner, I have to make that admission, Mike. So we do pay special close attention to former OU standout Adrian Peterson. Of course, had such a sensational season last year, rushed over 2,000 yards, had, 15 carries in every game, and was just 9 yards short last season of breaking Eric Dickerson's single-season record. Give us an update on Adrian. How is he doing? I know that he's had some difficulty that he's had to work through this season, too.
Well, I think, first of all, for him, you know, we all knew coming into the season after having such a phenomenal season, after such a tough situation the year before, coming off a knee injury that everybody anticipated would maybe take him halfway into the season before he could play. And, you know, he kicked the thing off and never looked back. So coming into this season, we really felt that if our quarterback situation could kind of just be steady, that teams couldn't put nine people in the box, and they're the quarterback to win the game. So, but it's kind of been that way so far, and hopefully we can have a breakthrough somewhere, and just continue to develop a balance so that you know, the entire defense just won't stack up and wait for Adrian Peterson to get the ball. Hopefully going forward we can make a difference there and balance it out a bit more.
Mike, what has been your impression of Adrian Peterson? Because he is such a humble young man, and he's been through a lot, but he doesn't get caught up in personal statistics. I mean, his focus is really all about winning, being that team player. You've got to appreciate that as a coach.
Well, you really do. He's a phenomenal individual. When I look at him, you know, normally if a guy is the team, such as, you know, any success that we have is going to start with Adrian Peterson. So when you look at him and you look at that situation, and, you know, every day he comes out and he's working hard, harder than anyone else. And, you know, he's working before practice, he's working after practice, he is excelling at everything he does. And so he does it with a smile. So when you have that situation, it's he doesn't say a whole lot. You know, you never really hear him on the practice field, but you sit back, and when he gets the ball, he's doing all of his talking right then. And I guess that's really what you want.
Adrian Peterson, without a doubt, a very special player. We are talking with Mike Singletary at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, talking some Minnesota Vikings. And, you know, Coach, you know exactly what it takes to win. You had such a fabulous career as a player, and you've already spent time as a head coach in this league with the 49ers. I have to ask you, I mean, do you still have the desire to perhaps one day be an NFL coach again?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, that's... It's one of those things where you appreciate where you are, and I will always be extremely thankful for the opportunity the 49ers gave me to get some experience at that position, you know, after being in the league 5 years. Since leaving there and coming here, the learning curve has been great. But, you know, until you're in that position, you just have no idea what it is and what you need in order to excel. And so having that behind me you know, it gives me that desire and passion and excitement to for when that comes again. But in the meantime, I just continue to work my tail off and very thankful for where I am right now.
You know, Mike, I've heard you say that it's one of the greatest experiences of your life. So as a head coach, I'm confident that opportunity will come when it's ready. What is the biggest challenge that you do face as a head coach?
Well, I think the first thing for me was the media.
Uh-oh.
I think you are focused on your team. You're looking at what you have to do. And you know, as a position coach, you know, certainly as an assistant head coach, you know, you're looking at the head coach, you spend a lot of time with him, you think you have an idea. When you sit down and talk with him, you say, hey, wait, you know, I'm late for a meeting, I got to go meet with the media. You know, wow, spend a lot of time with the media.
Right.
Then you get in that scenario as a head coach, and I tell you what, it's not, it can be rough. If you have not been prepared for that particular scenario, when you step up to bat sometimes, you're striking out. Because they can ask some questions. They've got all day to sit back and think of things to ask you to make you look not very smart. So you have to be ready for that. So I think for me, that was the biggest thing, because you get sideswiped. And so that to me is the biggest thing, particularly in today's game, because there are so many people that have opinions, you have to make sure that you continue to answer the questions as calmly as you can and as nice as you can, and keep moving forward.
Just a few more minutes with Mike Singletary at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. And I have to ask you, you're talking about how do you handle some of the biggest challenges as a head coach. How have you provided support and encouragement for the Vikings head coach, Leslie Frazier? Because how do you press through those tough times? I mean, it's not easy when things aren't going the way that you had planned and you're not achieving the goals, whether it's the short or the immediate goals.
Well, it's really interesting when a head coach goes through a situation like this, because it's like so many other things in your life. You really don't know how a coach is going to respond. So for me, it is kind of taking a step back, and you know, I could go in there every day and say, "Hey, we need to correct this. We need to do this better. We need to do that better." And hey, coach, you know what? We need to. But I take a step back and kind of look at him and just make sure that he knows that if there's something that comes up or whatever, that I'm available. Just say the word, or just come down to the office if you want to come down to my office if you want to hide from everybody else and just talk a bit or pray together or whatever that might be. So I really take that approach of I'm available, I'm here, thinking of you, I know what you're going through, and like I said, everybody handles that situation differently because it's a pressure-packed deal, and you just never know how you're going to respond in a situation like that.
You know, I hear you saying, too, you're talking about prayer. I mean, faith is obviously a very big component, a very big part of who you are. And, in fact, you're going to be honored by FCA in Dallas on Sunday, November 10th with the Tom Landry Excellence of Character Award. And past honorees, I mean, it's incredible, the list. Bobby Bowden, Roger Staubach, your coach, what Grant Taff, and Coach Dan Reeves. Talk about what that means to you to be honored with and esteemed with such a prestigious award.
Well, it means everything. I think when you take a step back and you look at the names that you just call, you know, I realize that ultimately there's only one name that I have to answer to and be measured by. But, you know, that list alone, those men are men that really have shaped the game in such a way that you know that when you say those words, that those men not only made the game better, but they made men while they were doing it. And I think that's really important as a coach. I know at some point in time, championships are something that I will achieve with the Lord's help. But the thing that's even more so important is the men that I see every day. Am I going to have the opportunity? Am I making the opportunity, making the time to really invest in their lives and make sure that the things, the experiences that I've had in terms of going from point A to point B and situations that you come in life and the expectations of people and the things that you deal with as a player. And then a lot of kids have no idea what it's like when the game is over. So it is making sure that you not only touch the game, but touch the men that make the game. And I think that's really important, and that's something that I always keep in the forefront of my mind.
Well, Mike, you certainly have made a very big difference. I just absolutely hate to cut this interview short because I could go on for at least another half an hour. We definitely want to extend that invitation and have you back. So congratulations on all your success. I know you're going to have a lot of fun at that FCA dinner. Send the best to everyone, and hopefully we'll talk to you real soon. And a high five to your wife, Kim. I really appreciate her facilitating and helping us out with this interview, too. Thanks, Mike.
Well, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it very much.
You
God
bet.
Bless.
You bet. God bless. We're going to step aside. Much all more straight ahead this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio and the Big East Sports Show.